Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be your best call, especially if you're ready to list your home. You want to make the most money for your home, right? So that you can put that towards your next home or, I don't know, whatever you want to use the money on. They're the best team in town. Jennifer and her team are going to help you make the most money for your home. They're going to be honest with you, straightforward with you, upfront, transparent, available, all the best qualities in a real estate agent and a realtor. But you got to reach out. So to livelovememphis.com.
Yep. Appreciate that Jennifer got me more than I thought I'd ever be able to get on my home back in 2018. But it was the other side, too, that I couldn't believe what she told me and then what came to fruition. She said, Jason, this is the home you want. She helped us pick it out because in a year or so, you're going to have incredible equity that you had never had with your first house. And I just think this will be a good spot for you. And turns out she was right. It wasn't just a house that my wife loved, but a spot that put us in a much better place financially, obviously. That's what Jennifer will do. And that's the thing. It's not, if it's just okay for you, it's no good for Jen. She wants it to be great for you financially, for your whole family. That's what she's looking to do. It's why she's had so many success stories. Frankly, everybody we referred to her has had nothing but success stories. You could be next. 901-625-5200. Again, 625-5200. They are the best. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, we're back. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN. I just sent that lyric to my wife, see what she says. I'm just in the mood to be a little silly and goofy.
What lyric is that?
I wish the real world would just not have me.
And you get goofy on last days, let's be real.
Don't be giving away my quirks, man.
I always said it on about Fridays every time. You got that Friday looseness about you, that loosey-goosiness.
There's nothing like that Wednesday holiday break. I mean,
you got a blessed life, John.
Well, I appreciate it, man, and I try to spread that blessing, you know,
in
every
form of McDonald's treat.
Thank you for the nuggets, by the way. John has been sharing his. It's probably a bonus that it comes with the delivery service, but I appreciate it.
I don't.
He bribes you with them.
Yeah, I'm just trying to pay you off.
I don't have preferences based on nuggets. I promise.
Do they come with extra days off for him?
I just
flexible time away.
FTA. I have to approve it. By the way, FTA. If you haven't figured out, have to approve it.
Yeah, no wonder.
John has figured that out.
Maybe I'll bring you a sandwich next week or something.
But here's the other thing, though. Ratings aren't as good when y'all aren't on, so that's on y'all.
No, that's right.
You have to take it.
It's a trade. It is a trade. You know, I wish I could control the ratings, because if I could, I would just say I would never take a day off. I do that thing.
Sorry, this is a little off-air conversation, but here we are.
No, you know, you're exactly right. We're struggling, but we're gonna get back. There's no doubt about that.
That is not what I said.
We're gonna get back. I know we will.
As he takes
you are
another
not. I'm sorry. I'm eating
nugget
the nuggets live on the air. You are not struggling. You are wrong.
That's a blood nugget. That's a bribery nugget, and you took a
not
bite.
Not necessary.
That's like when Adam bit the apple.
I see how you do it.
Oh,
now.
It's poison.
Yeah, you shouldn't bite the apple, but you did.
Sin.
Anyway, yes. I have been bribing Brad with nuggets from McDonald's. That's best nuggets to do it with if you're going to do it.
Good to know now.
If you're going to do it, you should do it. All right.
Jason bribes me with his terrific behavior, John.
That's right. He's a
Brad's got to balance it out here.
Yes, make sure. You
professionalism.
You do have multiple children, Brad. You have to make sure that you don't show any favoritism.
I didn't ask for this job. I was told to take it.
This is the job
or
you
else.
Have. This is the,
or it's the job I have. I'm going to say that. Like I'm going to be like Silverfield every time somebody asks me, do you like being on the radio there? It's the job I have.
That's right. That
sounds ungrateful. Don't do that.
Sounds like piss.
That's right.
Sounds like this is what I got to do.
It's first time.
Yeah. Like, Ryan, straighten up, Ryan. Go beat Navy. Sorry.
Brad has been very good about.
What, or else? Like, that's the point.
Right.
Brad fired Ryan Silverfield 6 years ago.
I did this to the Penn State
right,
game.
Exactly.
He has not acknowledged him as a Memphis coach for 6 years.
I did tweet about this, though. Like, Auburn, if their interim wins, like, if they could beat Alabama, like, I could see where you hire that guy.
Who is the Auburn interim?
It's the defensive coordinator.
Durkin, isn't it?
DJ.
No, they won't hire him. He was a disaster at Maryland. They won't hire him.
What if he beats Alabama?
I think they'll just say, maybe you have a chance to stay on as the defensive coordinator.
Oh, there you
the
go.
New
that,
hire.
Too. I mean, that's
but, yeah.
fair.
I mean, I do think there. I think there are some scenarios where you have an interim where they, you know.
No, they're going to get some wrong.
But, yeah, I think they're going to go with, a head coach there. We'll see. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see the direction that they go. All right, tomorrow, big day of NFL football, big day for Memphis football.
Yeah.
And then, you know, again, obviously that always takes away from the Sunday slate a little bit. That's just kind of the nature of it. But some really great games tomorrow. Green Bay at Detroit, Kansas City at Dallas, Cincinnati at Baltimore. Which one intrigues you the most?
Well, for me, obviously the first one, just because of the personal NFC North ties with the Bears.
You got stake in the game.
But yeah, obviously, and those are the two teams I would still pick to win the division over the Chicago Bears. So that look, Detroit. After an initial impressive showing as the play caller, I would say that Dan Campbell hasn't been as impressive since, and so they've still got some things to work out there defensively. Did you just see what Jameis Winston did to him? They've got some issues. So what you'd like to see if you're a Detroit fan is a solid effort against a team that many had picked to start the season after Micah Parsons trade, you know, as the favorite, not just in the division, but as a Super Bowl contender. That's what you'd like to see. I'm not sure Detroit's ready to make that happen based on their defensive performance last week. But, yeah, man, that's the game for me. Obviously, there's a ton of intrigue. When it comes to KC and Dallas, that'll be one of the highest rated games probably we've ever seen on Thanksgiving. When you think about who's involved there, Dallas coming off of a win, a very impressive win, which they rallied from a 21-0 hole. So those two in particular, and then don't forget you got Joe Burrow coming back. So I can even find some intrigue in that last.
And, you know, he had a great answer, by the way. I don't know if you
about
saw
why
it
he play, why yeah. he's playing.
Yeah. And I got to say, like I already was a big fan of Joe Burrow. Like I don't, he's a white boy with motion. I mean, that's just the way it is. And
God, we understand why you would.
And God
like
forbid
that.
A white boy have a little motion. You know, a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people don't.
Austin Reeves got it, but you don't respect it. Don't understand why quite yet, but proceed.
But Joe Burrow was asked, you know, hey, the Bengals are 3-8. You guys are most likely out of the playoffs, barring something just ridiculous. You know, why are you playing?
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's a great question.
And it is. And I think that, like, that's where we go, right? It's like
I would ask him
game.
As an organization member.
Fair enough. And he said, I understand why people feel that way, but you look at it from my perspective. I'm a football player, and if I get hurt, I'm going to go through the rehab process, and then I'm going to let everybody know when I feel like I can go out there and play. I don't really know what else to say about that. I'm not ever going to go to somebody and say, yeah, I'm healthy, but, you know, I don't think I should go out there and play. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm not going to live my life and play this game scared of something happening. Like, yeah, something's going to happen. It's football. Guys are going to get hurt. It's a physical, intense game. That's part of this. And, yeah, I've had injuries. There's not a lot I can do about that. I've worked really hard to have that not happen. But what I can do is when it does happen, I can control how I'm attacking my rehab and attacking practice and doing everything in my power to get back as quickly as possible. And that's what I did. I think he also said there are jobs on the line, too. Like, he's out there, like, not just for himself, but, like, also his teammates. You
right.
know?
How could you not respect that?
I respect
you know everybody in the locker room, most importantly, the dudes that he plays
that's
with
right.
and that block for him and everything else. That's who needs right. to hear that and
that's
who
right.
wants to hear that.
That's exactly right.
I mean, that's who you're leading. You ain't leading me and John.
Joe Burrow's not pointing fingers in Lamar Jackson's face from the sideline.
Oh, stop.
He's saying.
We're trying to move on.
Okay. All right.
I can't believe you. Of course.
All right.
Of course. Could no longer aligned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were talking about leadership.
What you're saying is 100% right, and I would tell you for that locker room, that's what matters. And for those men, it's going to mean everything. But you and I both know, too, that offensive line is hot garbage. The way that they have gone about protecting their biggest investment is hot garbage. And for Joe Burrow to go back out there and get in front of that and possibly get hurt again, now that's not a smart career move. He is all team, and that's what you have to respect here about this. But in terms of my career and how the awful way you guys have gone about trying to protect me, I get hurt every year because the offensive line's bad every year.
Exactly.
I mean, teams with good quarterbacks invest in their O-line.
That's right.
Now, Joe's, again, I will continue to make this point, helped contribute to this because he insisted on having two highly paid receivers, not just one. He wanted T. Higgins paid as well. When you do that, you're going to have less in other places. That said, organizationally, you have to protect Joe Burrow, who, while he is still Joe Window to me.
Yep.
When he's out there, you got a chance and everything. And I'm thinking even with him, you know, maybe even with a bad defense, he can possibly get you back to a Super Bowl, but not this bad and not with that bad an offensive line. And I'm hoping for him that he's back and he doesn't get hurt again, sacked, knocked out again because of, you know, not his fault, Cincinnati's fault.
Yep.
I applaud what he's doing, but I would still say be careful, bro, because the guys in front of you ain't great either.
Well, don't lose next season.
Exactly. You know, don't lose your future.
Yeah. I mean, I'd play a couple of games just to, you know, get out there.
Well, you're the face of the franchise. I respect that.
I wouldn't be playing week 18. I tell you that. Ain't no way. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to me.
They're all going
to
play better and block harder for
you.
But
the
problem is some of them stink.
That's right.
And you got real dudes on the other side of those guys that are trying to make money too.
That's
trying to get their contract incentives with sacks.
Jobs are on the line on the other side too. So, should be a fun Thanksgiving. Starts at noon with Green Bay taking on Detroit. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Rob Dosh is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about college basketball, Memphis, players era, and more. Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. By the way, we had some other coaching news that we haven't talked about. It kind of happened late last night. So, it's like one of those deals where while you were sleeping, Jim Mora is leaving UConn.
I did see that.
Which, you know, doesn't really have any impact on us in Memphis because UConn's not in the American. They're an independent. But he has been there for a while now. And he's leaving, of all places, to coach Colorado State.
Hey.
Why? Who knows? Who knows? I guess because, you know, there is an advantage to being in a league, you know? And I do think they, you know, how much they care about football, I don't know. But more than UConn, certainly. UConn is like.
I can't imagine he's got anything there in terms of investment level.
Right.
That's what they didn't have. They don't have money. And with the money they do have, they spend on basketball.
Right. And he's had.
Men's and women's.
Believe it or not, he's had back-to-back 9-win seasons at UConn.
It's pretty impressive.
They had not had a 9-win
season.
Now,
who's he playing?
Well, he's playing, you know, the teams that will schedule him, right? I mean, it's not a great schedule.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To get 9 wins, it must be some real.
They did beat Duke, though.
Well, that's an impressive enough win.
Yeah, I mean, that's hellacious.
Especially, again, I'm imagining his players have next to nothing when it comes to
NIL. So they beat Central Connecticut State.
Yeah, it's those kind of schools.
Ball State.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo.
It's okay.
Your boy Pete Lembo. FIU, they beat. Boston College.
Yeah.
That's a Power 4 team.
No question.
And
again, I'm assuming comparatively speaking, his players have nothing.
They did what Memphis could not and beat UAB.
Lord.
And they also
that was
beat
the week
Duke
after, wasn't it?
Had to be, yeah. And they beat Duke and Air Force and FAU. If I was laying waste to the American.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, so he is going out to I don't know what part of Colorado that Fort Collins.
What is it? Falcons?
I think so.
Rams.
Rams. That's the Air Force Falcons that you're thinking of.
No, I'm thinking what NFL team did he coach? Didn't he coach an NFL team? Jim Moore?
You're right. Yeah, he was an NFL coach.
An NFL coach that just spent a great deal of his life at UConn.
Yeah.
And we once held up high, I would imagine.
Yeah. Colorado State is joining the Pac-12. They're one of the teams that's going to the new league. Mm-hmm. And the athletic director, John Weber, says that he believes the Rams will be at the top end of G5 schools in terms of finances. So It'd be an easy decision in that regard for Jim Mora.
No, you're going to be locked into USA Sports all year watching that those Pac-12 games.
I had to subscribe to Flow to watch Murray State, as I've
Flow?
Talked about. So
Flow.
Yeah. F-L-O.
Like the progressive lady?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly right. F-L-O. And I canceled it yesterday. $20 down the drain. Whatever. Don't say I'm not a good friend. I'll be supporting. I watch Grizzbeat. I subscribe to Flow.
Oh, we thank you for that. It's free.
It is, but what you want me to pay? You want me to Venmo you?
No, I want you to buy some tickets.
And who is paying you?
To the Navy game tomorrow. That's what I want you to do.
I'm
contribute
busy.
That way.
I'm busy cutting the turkey like a man.
I know, but I'm glad you now have come over.
That's right. That's right. I think I've asked every friend of mine that is a man, did you cut the turkey?
Trying to find people so you're not on the island by yourself.
The only person that doesn't cut the turkey.
You know
turkey?
What? As I was driving away, I started to feel bad that we had that conversation on air.
Yeah,
I'm being incredibly transparent here. You understand that? You understand why, right?
I'm 35. I'm about to be 35 years old.
But what you did, which was laugh at me and Frank as the turkey cutters,
yes,
was the
so that's how you validated.
You see, I'm not validating
you're
it.
You're justifying.
But I'm saying we're both. I said, you know what? If I had thought that through, I know why John don't have the knife.
That's right. That's right. I was never shown.
Right.
I was never shown.
Now, I wasn't looking for validation, but
No, because you did, and you should have felt bad, and it was an incredibly callous discussion on your part.
Again, we're doing this live. You have to think through those things, and you know how. What are you talking about? Look who I'm working with.
That's right.
We jump from thing to thing.
That's right.
Some of these things I can't think through beforehand.
Agreed.
I just try to handle with care and the best I can.
People,
but you were laughing at us. You were.
Well,
I understood that at the end. So anyway,
right.
What I'm saying.
So now
what I'm saying now,
you no longer feel bad about it.
What I'm saying now is your brother.
Yes.
Is try it.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to say, give me the knife so that I can cut this turkey and validate my manhood.
See, Dom going to think you're playing.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm dead ass.
I want you.
I'm going to say, where's the knife? I'm going to cut the hell out of this turkey, and everybody in here going to know I'm a man.
You can start a tradition today. It's not a statement like that.
Oh, I'm gonna make this.
It's what you're gonna pass down to Dom.
Well,
he's gonna do that for his family,
that's
John,
right.
When he's
planning right.
a household.
That
you know what? That's gonna be a great thing, brother.
Yep.
He's gonna say, you know, my dad did this.
That's right.
And he told me it was time for me to take the knife.
That's right. I do think that is the.
I think it's awesome.
That is the charge of a man, and so far the only impact I seem to have had on him is he puts his hand in the dog food bowl. Throws the dog food on the floor and says, boom! You know, that's...
What is happening with that? Get some order in there.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
When you have pets and kids, that's going to happen, though.
That is,
see,
I will never
mix those things with Chris.
We've stumbled upon a sincere and genuine moment on this show. And, you know, one of the things that I am extremely grateful... I love every child I have, and I have many. I've spread my seed throughout the city. It's very likely I have more. That I don't quite know about, you know, but I am
not a revelation. We need it.
Yeah, it does seem likely.
Based on my activity over the years, I wouldn't doubt it. But I am very grateful that God has blessed me with a son. It's great to have Riley. She's my firstborn. A son relationship with his father and vice versa is just very different, right? It's just a very different responsibility and charge and I get accused of showing favoritism, and I probably got to work on that. Like, I do. And I also think, like, I learned what not to do with the first, with the second. Like, I'm a better father with the second than I was the first. I was going through trial and error. You know what I'm saying?
Probably make you a better dad to Dom.
Absolutely right. And the third one will probably get the best version of me because I'll really have gone through it all, right?
100%.
But the opportunity to kind of, you know, heal my own, you know, because before I was a dad, I was a son.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I can sit here and I can, you know, I can feel woe is me. I can feel guilt about, you know, what I did or didn't have, right?
Oh, you've already broke those chains, bro.
Right.
No, sir.
This is 2025 now.
No, sir. You
know
broke
what I mean?
Those chains. That's the great part about the story.
But there's one chain link I haven't broken yet. And that's the one I'm going to break tomorrow with the turkey. It's going to be healing.
Man, send me a picture. Now this means a lot more than it did when we started this. I'm just going to tell you that.
Give me the knife to cut this turkey.
I can't wait.
I am a man.
See that turkey cut in the mountain
household. I am a father.
Don't make that stupid statement before. Just do it silently, please.
All right, we're going to come back. Rob Doster also is a man and a father, and we will not ask him about turkey, but we will ask him about college basketball. We'll get his thoughts on Memphis, on Players Era, and more. Stick around, J&J, 90 FM, ESPN.
Rob Doster is the founder of Field of 68, covers college basketball, After Dark, YouTube, X. You know him, you love him, he joins us now. Rob, what's going on, brother?
Not too many people love me right now, John. A lot of people are mad at me because I think the Players Era is something that's fun and cool and a joy.
Yes, because you take the Saudi money. You gladly take the Saudi oil money. I just thought that was like, I even said this on the show last night, like, what a stupid argument. I mean, we're getting Michigan and Gonzaga in a basketball game on a neutral site on November the 26th. Like, what are people upset about, man? This is crazy.
Look, I get it to a point, right? Like, there's something about Maui Invitational that's part of soul and fabric of what makes college basketball fun and what we all fell in love with, right? Like, that is feasting. The Maui is feasting. It's part of, like, the schedule that we put in our lives when it comes to the holiday, when it comes to Thanksgiving. So I understand that people don't want that to go away. But at the same time, this is a direct result of NIL coming into college sports, right? Like, the reason why we have right now the Players Era existing is because they are able to pay programs seven figures to get them to complain in that event. And these programs need that money to be able to build a roster, because roster building is an arms race, and not everyone has $22 million that they can raise from donors. Houston doesn't have $22 million they can raise. Alabama doesn't have $22 million they can raise for basketball. So we fought to try to get players paid. Now players are paid, and you have to find ways to be able to generate revenue to pay them, and that's what these programs are doing. So instead of spending $500,000 to go to Maui, something that will cost you like a six-man, right, you're getting $1 million, but it's the opportunity to get more. Some of these programs are getting more than just $1 million to show up. And that will get you like a high-level starter, borderline all-league player at the power conference level. And that's why these teams are doing it. So, like, I understand that you don't want Maui to go away. I don't want Maui to go away either. And it has – the games have been incredible there. It just so happens that it's the teams that aren't the biggest brands. And by the way, the biggest brands aren't playing in the Players Era. You know why, John? Because they don't need it. Duke doesn't need to get $1 million because they get $1 million to go play one game. They don't need to play three to get $1 million. They get $1 million for one by playing in New York or Charlotte, wherever the hell they play. With UConn, in Kentucky. So this idea that, like, money coming in just the worst possible thing in the world. Yeah, you know what? It's going to take a little bit of the soul out of college basketball. You know what? Why that's happening is because now they have to pay these guys, man. Now he's no longer a recruiting tool. You know what's a recruiting tool? Dollars, John. It's dollars. That's how you recruit people. You pay them more. And when you pay them, these kids can now say, look, I don't want a free trip to Maui with you guys. I want to get paid. I'll pay for my own trip to Maui with the NIL that you're giving me because I can afford it now. That's where we're at in college basketball.
It's Gonzaga. They play for the championship tonight against Michigan. Are they the best team in it? Rob, I know the ranking doesn't say so, but KenPom at least would say so. What say you about Gonzaga? I was high on Houston. Obviously, Tennessee took them out yesterday. Doesn't mean that they're not the best team there. Where would you come down on that?
Hey, first and foremost, shout out to you, Jason, for getting me right back on the rails. I came out with a rant for 5 minutes, and you got me right back in line. You know, it's nice to be able to talk to a calming presence here in Memphis. John always gets me fired up. So, great to hear from you, Jason. Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
You as well, brother.
I think Gonzaga is the best team in college basketball right now.
Yeah.
They have the size. They have the length. They guard. This kid, Mario Sansupari, I don't know if I pronounced that right, but I think he's the key, right? Need a point guard to be able to win at the highest level in college basketball, and I think he's the guy that's going to unlock their ceiling. But, you know, I think I said this the other day with you, John, on After Dark. My boldest prediction in college basketball this season is that Gonzaga rolls through college hoops, wins the NCAA tournament, gets Mark Few's ring, gets Mark Few's natty, and he steps away.
Wow.
At the peak of Gonzaga basketball. I think that that's something that's very much on the table. Like, they're so old. Like, their starting lineup is 26, 25, 24, 24, and 23.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they got sixth and seventh year guys. Tyon Grant Foster started his college career in 2018.
Nuts.
2018. He's been around as long as Penny Hardaway's been back in Memphis, man. Think about that.
No, professional college player.
He's the Diego Pavia of college basketball. And in all seriousness, Diego Pavia is an edge for Vanderbilt. It's a big part of why they're awesome this year. And it feels like Tyon Grant Foster is the same.
Older as an edge.
I mean, look, breaking news, folks, in college basketball, when you're old and well-coached, you're probably going to do pretty well. Mm-hmm. it's a formula that's been pretty proven over the years, Rob Doster.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the goal, right? That's what all these teams want to be able to do is to get old, to stay old, and to have a level of continuity where you don't have to have 13 new players on your roster every single year. You know, look at the last the Final Four last year, right? You had three teams that basically brought back like 60% of their scoring from the year before, and you had Duke, who was able to build like a generational roster with a generational freshman flag. So that's kind of what you have to be able to do, and Gonzaga's doing it. Grant Dike's been there for 3 years, which is only half of his college career. Braden Huff has been there for 4 years now, I believe. So you have ball players. You have pieces that have been in around that program that know what Mark Few wants. Braden Smith is redshirted with the program last year. So, like, there's continuity. These guys know what Mark Few expects, know what Mark Few wants. And those are the teams that are going to end up having success in college sports. But I'll tell you this. If Gonzaga is the best team in college hoops, I really don't think that Michigan is all that far behind right now.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute banger of a game. There's no question about that. I do want to follow up on Houston because, obviously, yesterday they've been flirting with this for you know a few games. Really, they could have easily and maybe should have easily lost to Auburn. They could have lost to Syracuse. They did lose yesterday. Look, it's a Kelvin Sampson team. Like, they're not going to be bad. They're not going to be 500. They're going to be fine relative to 99% of college basketball. They're going to be a top three or four seed. They're going to probably make a second weekend, and life will be just fine in Houston. But, you know, I bring this up to say, Rob, as you know, when we were all polled in the preseason for Field of 68, 7 of 11 panelists who participated had Houston in the Final Four. 4 of the 11 had Houston winning it. Is that what you're seeing in this Houston basketball team, a Final Four team, a championship team?
Right now, I don't think that that's where they are, right? I think that there's still room for them to be able to get there, right? Like, part of the reason that we were this high on them is because of the presence of Kingston Fleming, and because of the presence of Chris Cenac. And I think what you're seeing right now is that those guys are going through a little bit of freshman lumps, right? Like, Chris Cenac's had a couple games where he looked terrific, and he's had a couple games where he's looked like a freshman. Kingston Fleming was awesome in flashes at the players area. There were also a couple moments where he looked like a freshman, and I think that that's something that they are going to be adapting to. I also think that we overlooked the loss of Juwan Roberts and how good he was, right? Like, you could just get that dude the ball in the elbow. He was going to his left hand. He was putting up that little jump hook over his right shoulder, and he was banking it in, and he was making it 95% of the time. And JoJo Tugler is not doing that. Chris Cenac's not going to be able to do that. And these big guys that got to come off the bench aren't going to be able to do that. And the other part about it is both Kingston Fleming and Milos Usain want the ball in their hands. Whereas last year, you had a point guard in Usain with L.J. Crier and Emmanuel Sharpe running around off the screen. So it's going to be a little bit of a different dynamic. But I'll remind you, John, last year at the Players Air Festival, Houston went 1-2. They also lost in Houston at home against Auburn, right? Mm-hmm. They were 4-3 at one point, 7 games into last season. And we had these same conversations. And you know what they did the rest of the year? They went out and they lost 2 more games. One of them was in overtime against Texas Tech, was an Elite 8 team. And the other one was when they blew a 12-point second-half lead in the national championship game against Florida. So, I think that Houston's got some things they got to work out. They had some things they had to work out last year. They got a guy on the sideline named Kelvin Sampson, who you know very well, John. And I fully expect them to be able to find a way to get it going again. Never doubt Houston, man. Why would you? We can't do it. I can't believe you said that. I feel like this is old American conference rivalries bubbling up here.
No, I just
think he should know better.
I think it's just. I think it's a different construction.
But I get his point.
They're going to lose more than three games this year. They're probably going to lose double that amount, would be my guess. But again, it's all relative to like the 1% of college basketball. Do you know what I would do to have just in Memphis to have the season Houston is about to have? I would do some unspeakable things.
What? Let's go down the checklist. I want to know how far we can get down.
No, it could get nasty. We got too many things we've got to hit.
16 years since the last Sweet 16, okay? Yeah, it could get
that's
nasty.
That's true.
By the way, what do you think of Memphis? They're struggling. 1-4. First time they've been 1-4 since the 1996-97 season.
I said this after their loss to Purdue, right? I think what sums up this Memphis basketball team right now is that the guy that you've kind of built some things around, and Aaron Bradshaw, played 9 minutes before fouling out against Purdue, and he fouled out because he has never been able to put on weight, right? He's what, 6'11 and 215 as a junior, and ran into a brick wall and lost her cloth, fell down, didn't get the foul call that he wanted to be able to get, got up, was mad about it, put a finger in Oscar Clough's face, got separated and pulled back, did the whole kind of like fake tough guy routine where it's like, yeah, you know what, I'm not happy about this, I'm going to get in your face, I'm going to yell at you about it. Got a technical, which was his fifth foul. Basically was done for the game because of that as a result. And when he got that tech, Memphis was winning, right? They were up 61-59. Purdue hit two free throws. They score on the next possession, and they go on to win that game. And I think that right there sums up where Memphis basketball is right now, that you have to rely on Aaron Bradshaw, who went to Kentucky, to Ohio State, to Memphis for a reason. That is a problem that I don't know if Penny Hardaway – yeah, you guys know how I feel about Penny as a basketball coach, right? I think he's very good at what he does. I don't know how you solve that.
Yeah, roster's got its issues. I think what hurt the most for me, Rob, was the fact that you had played Purdue better than Texas Tech ended up playing them, and you had Wake Forest, and if the coaching staff says what it's supposed to, if anybody on that bench, those players – you know, say miss the free throw, then you don't get the shot, and you've got to win over at least a top 50 Wake Forest team. That's a roster good enough to at least compete with Purdue, and then a win should have been a win against Wake Forest. That's the toughest part, and that's the part that you can't put on necessarily all on the players, right? Because in the end, that coaching staff, and Penny took it all, you know, on him, but you, that's a no-brainer. You've got to miss that second free throw. I know you saw it.
Yeah, you got to miss that second free throw. I think the other part of it, too, is when we're at the point where, and John, you said this, man, when we were talking about it, when we're at the point now where we are celebrating Memphis playing with effort when they're 1-4, like, that's not something that should be celebrated, right? Like, you should always be playing with effort. That should be the baseline. So when it's like, at least they looked like they cared and at least they tried, that's a bad spot to be in 5 games into the season.
It is. Hopefully they go on the Houston-type run that you're predicting for the Cougs. I'd love that. That'd be a lot of fun. One loss the rest of the way for Penny Hardaway, and then the second one, if it must come, in the national championship game. I think that's a great vision there. Rob, happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, brother. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. I'm going to pick up my pumpkin pies right now.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Living right, brother. Thank you. He is Rob Doster, covers college basketball as the founder of Field of 68. We'll come back, wrap this up here on a Wednesday. J&J, 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
FM, ESPN.
It is the Black Friday sale. That's absolutely massive going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Go spend some money. You got some Christmas gifts to get. Major diamond sale, engagement rings, anniversary bands, earrings, necklaces, bracelets, everything. 30 to 50% off. Plus, now through Saturday, you spend $24.99 or more at RIJ, you're going to get a free gift with that purchase. Could be a 55-inch smart TV. You could pick a Nintendo Switch Lite. You could pick a Yeti 24 hard cooler. You could pick a pair of Apple AirPods Pro 3. It's up to you. Go see Howie at RIJ.
Up to you. As John said, it's a important Black Friday sale. It ends on Saturday, so it doesn't just end on Friday. You got a chance to get there Saturday. I recommend you do it now. Don't even wait till tomorrow. Well, don't wait till Friday to do this. Take advantage of the sale now while Howie's got it going on because you're going to get the best selection if you do. And, of course, Howie's got for all that come, all the financing options, 12 months interest-free financing, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. Don't worry. It's going to be the best deal of your life when it comes to jewelry shopping. Say big money on diamond jewelry. Get your Christmas and holiday shopping done early with these bonus gifts, free gifts, when you spend $2,499 or more. Robert Irwin Jewelers, bigger, brighter diamonds, always better prices. 5 locations, 3 here locally or online at rijewelers.com.
All right, back. J&J, 90.5 ESPN. I don't know if you got a chance to catch the Auburn-Michigan game in that player's era, but one little interesting quirk with it was that Bruce Pearl was on the broadcast with his son coaching. Now, Bruce did not have much to say after about the 10-minute mark of that first half because it was about to ass. But I think it's a tough spot for Bruce. Because
it's his team. Right?
I think, it's his team. It's his son. I would have done a different game. I mean, I understand, like, there maybe is, like, an intrigue of, you know, oh, this is, you know, but it's too soon. Like, you need to wait a year, I think. Because I was like, you know, people were complaining in this college basketball group chat that I'm in about it being Bruce Pearl. And I was like, what y'all want that man to do? It's his son, and it's his team that he, you know, he's not going to be able to be objective.
Right.
You could be the most objective person. It's still your blood, and it's still your team. So I think he was kind of put in a, he's great. I mean, when people probably forget this, but when he got the show cause or whatever, or got fired at Tennessee, you know, he went to ESPN.
Yeah, he was awesome, and especially in the studio, wherever they used
Yeah, and he came. Analysts. He actually came to Memphis for Memphis Madness once,
that's right.
And he painted his chest blue and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was great.
Yeah, in terms of what he brings, the enthusiasm, that's right, what ESPN's looking for.
He'll be great in the role that he's in with TNT, and I don't know exactly. I don't remember all of where he's at, but he'll be great. But, like, don't ask that man to do the Auburn game, bro. Like, that's just not really fair. And then they got just destroyed.
I wonder. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it you know, it's kind of like an opportunity to coach your son sometimes, Penny, with his kids. You know, the chance to call a game with your kid when you're doing this. So my guess is if it was presented to him, yeah, sure. But you know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
But you knew that when you brought him on to do the game, period, that this Auburn team, I mean, you kind of bringing him on for that, no?
Yeah,
because
I mean,
he's going to have in-depth knowledge on this Auburn team.
Yeah, no,
and
I mean,
you understand that from an, you know, Auburn side in terms of criticizing them, you're probably going to get a little bit of,
right,
you know, a little bit less objectivity,
a lot of we.
I hear you.
Which is fine. I mean, I'm not militant about it.
They have to be careful, I would say.
Like, I'll put it this way. Like, I would not, so when I'm bringing my crew out to New Hope and I'm going to broadcast a New Hope game,
yeah,
Jason Smith's not on the broadcast.
Well, you couldn't have me on there. I'm a mess at those games.
I mean, that's, and
wouldn't even know it was me.
Yeah, so.
It'd be a mess.
I can't do it.
I get it.
I can't do it. You know, we can maybe have a post game interview or something where we get a little bit of candor, but not the end game. Gonzaga, Michigan playing for the title tonight of Players Era. I've got Gonzaga money line. I think they're just defensively different than we've ever seen a Gonzaga team be.
Well, they're old men, as Doster said.
And they're old. There's no doubt about that. All right, thanks to Rob Doster for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Norton Hurd as well for joining us. He'll be on with Jeffrey right after this. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Remember, if you're a man, cut that turkey with that knife.
Do it with pride.
And do it with pride. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.